8 minutes to 8. Adam is back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. More than 80% of firms have enhanced their cybersecurity over the past 6 months, according to the latest Cyber Leaders Index from EY Ireland. Despite that, the majority of managers in the area say they're struggling to get funding for cyber awareness training, while more than 40% say they're being shortchanged on hiring and retention. Puneet Kukreja is EY Ireland's cyber leader. He joins us in studio now to discuss this. Going by this, Puneet, more companies seem to be taking cybersecurity more seriously, but staff still feel like they're being left short in some very key areas.
Absolutely, Adam. If you think about it, and if you just look in the news, M&S, JLR, there's some household names that have had a breach that have been impacted. It impacts our daily lives. Cyber now is not something that happens in the back room. It's a boardroom issue. It impacts you. It impacts me. It impacts Ireland as a whole. What we found out in the survey was that 37% of our cyber leaders are now anxious. 27% have a heightened anxiety that they cannot perform their jobs just because of the volume and velocity of the attacks. And hiring is an issue, as we've discussed. The nation knows about it. But retention, again, is a bigger issue.
A lot of companies, I'd imagine, would hire their cybersecurity person or maybe people and think, OK, they'll look after that. That's the problem solved. But this shows that there's a very real threat there of burnout if they're not adequately resourced or giving a big enough team.
Adam, cyber has evolved from patching and passwords. Just using patching and passwords will not protect the nation, will not protect organizations and companies. We really need to look at cyber as an end-to-end ecosystem that needs protection from policies, regulation, patching, technology systems. The complexity has grown so much over the last decade and a half that no one organization can have all of the skills, retain the skills, train the skills, and then respond to an incident, an event that happens. It just doesn't happen.
Maybe telling of that, nearly 70% say that they're focused on protecting against third-party and supply chain threats. Is this a reflection of what we've seen quite recently, the likes of AWS and Microsoft going down and having a knock-on effect on companies that even though that's completely out of their control?
That's more of a resilience at scale issue, which actually still demonstrates that if organizations like AWS and Microsoft are still relying on humans to manage their change aspects, the big issue is around JLR and M&S. And when was the last time we actually heard government stepping in to help companies was in the subprime crisis? Cyber and JLR was a reflection of that. And that's the issue. Our cyber leaders and leaders who are accountable for cyber are facing.
Half of respondents see AI and data security as key priorities. In terms of AI, is it that they're looking to deploy AI tools to try and make their jobs easier or do a better job? Or are they trying to find ways of defending against AI-powered attacks?
Adam, the amazing thing here is that we've picked up on 44% who actually see it. I'm more worried about the 56% who haven't even thought about it. But see, AI is a double-edged sword. It can be used for good and it can be used by our hackers to advance attacks. It can be used by those attackers to invoke voice phishing. It can be invoked for with the art of deepfakes, where something as simple as ransomware and a phone call checkup into your CEO actually is being orchestrated by the perpetrators. How do you defend against those? So it's the 56% who didn't respond is what I'm worried about. The 46% at least know that this is an area I need to focus on.
A lot of companies talking about AI, but maybe talking about it in terms of cybersecurity is very important as well. Puneet Kukreja, EY Ireland's cyber leader. Thank you for that. More business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.